Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Signs and Seasons program. This is Minister Gabriel Black and my co-host, Samara Baruti.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, and I assume that they are fine. We thank you for joining us on BBS Radio as we once again extend our broadband salutations to our global family. Our major topic for this evening, this edition of Signs and Seasons, is a very controversial issue, one that has and still generates a lot of mixed thoughts and emotions, and the topic is 2012. There are so many different viewpoints on this particular situation, this time in the global planet's in our history, so we're going to talk today to address some of those. So, and we call this the last days of a galactic cycle, opportunities and challenges. The last days of a galactic cycle. So we have many people wondering if there's any scientific evidence that validates the 2012 predictions. There are, as is to be expected, a large segment of the global population who were totally turned off by the Y2K scam. And some believe that this deceptive plot was strategically engineered to encourage an indifferent attitude towards the unmanageable earth-shaking events of 2012. And if we take a close look at what's happening, follow the weather, the various conditions around the planet, we'll see that there's definitely something going on, unprecedented activities. And so from every corner of the globe, enlightened men and women have identified the chaotic conditions of the 20th century as manifestations of a prelude, introduction to New Age. The energy field of planet Earth we see is being intensified by higher and higher frequencies of energy. And as we started out, there are opportunities for those who are attempting to attune themselves to the cosmos, to the globe, to the solar system, to the galactic conditions, and there are those who are just business goes on as usual. So people who have not prepared themselves to handle these energies are responding to these changes by submitting to the dictates of the lower nations because whatever is prominent in a person's character is being intensified. Wherever we're headed, we're getting a boost towards that space. Men and women who refuse to raise the level of their physical, mental, and emotional vibrations through the observance of natural and spiritual principles will be overwhelmed by their negative propensities. And this will eventually result in a gradual self-destruction. The dominant tendencies of their unevolved personalities, magnified by the intensification of their imbalanced energy fields. So this is, in a real sense, the mystical and psychological meaning of Armageddon, the final battle of the forces of light and darkness, a battle that must be waged in the heart and mind of every person, every individual who wishes to remain alive and well on the planet in the 21st century. So Armageddon does not necessarily mean the end of the world, as many so-called religious leaders would have us believe. It means the end of a world order based upon man-made laws and principles, scientific advancement for selfish materialistic purposes. As we've said before, the Earth, wonderful book called Earth, the Living Library. Barbara, I don't have her name right now. But she was explaining to us that the Earth is a living library. And so the Earth grounds the frequencies and events of the all of the other planetary bodies. And so it is a very valuable computer chip. And so it's not going anywhere. The population, the human beings on the planet who are not doing right, well, that, you know, we can be replaced. It was here before us, and we'll be here when we're gone, if we're gone. And so we've had over the centuries, over the years, God has sent many prophets and prophetess to warn and prepare humanity for the earth-shaking challenges of the last days. The last days of a galactic cycle. You see, it takes 26,000 years for planet Earth to go around the entire galaxy. That's the end, the end of a galactic cycle. And so now we're being challenged with becoming all that we can be, all that we were designed to be. There's a very wonderful, wonderful, very wonderful teachings in the Mayan culture. Not the latter-day Mayans, but the classic Mayans. In the hieroglyphic designs of their temples and in their cultural artifacts, they've encoded information that is vital to the survival and evolution of the human race. You might ask yourself sometime, what specific function does the human race, what is our species-specific agenda? Because every species, every plant, every animal has a species-specific agenda that contributes to the Earth. Really ponder that question. So Dr. Jose Aguilius, he gives us an in-depth explanation. I was so distraught to see this dear soul pass away last year, going to his transition. He had wonderful, awesome Mexican-American. And he talks about the Mayan's hieroglyphic language in his fascinating book that one of my best friends, dear Leon Collins, sent me years ago. And it's The Mayan Factor, Path Beyond Technology. Another one of the books that I've, very interesting. You know when information is supposed to come to you, when it just comes. And all the major books in my library that have really transformed my consciousness have just come to me without asking, at least consciously. And so the Mayan's mission, and this was one of those books, The Mayan Factor. The Mayan's mission, as explained by Dr. Aguilius, a revolutionary treatise, was to create a calendar that would chart galactic seasons, just as we have winter, summer, fall, autumn, etc. And so the Mayan's mission was to create this calendar and tell us about the effects of these energy cycles on the evolution of our solar system and its inhabitants. And although we have not been clear about this, it's still they're still going on, of course. They're still happening. And so we find that although modern scientists have more or less relegated Mayan cosmology, modern scientists have relegated Mayan cosmology to the fairy tale bin. But there is, however, an indisputable correlation between Mayan philosophy and the discoveries of 21st century astrophysicists. As a matter of fact, recent discoveries of density waves or light beams that sweep through the galaxy and influence galactic evolution validate the ancient Mayan views. And look around you and see what is happening in our solar system. Go online and check and see that we have unprecedented solar flares. The atmospheres of all the planets, most of the planets, are heating up. That's why we're seeing these unprecedented heat waves across the planet. Please, if there's smoke, there's fire. And we definitely can see that around us. And so the irony of these discoveries is that they point out the limitations. The irony of the discoveries of these density waves point out the limitations of 21st century scientific research. The invention of, and that's because the invention of mechanical scientific devices capable of tracking and recording density waves, yes, they are noteworthy achievements, but the acquisition of knowledge of how these light beams influence life and to what extent cannot be obtained through the left brain approach employed by well-meaning Western scientists. And so intuition, which means, of course, to be taught from within, the path beyond technology, was the instrument that led Mayan seers to their awesome understanding of galactic phenomena. The right brain holistic view of the Mayans was founded upon an intuitive awareness of galactic season, the same intuitive awareness that prompts you and I to wake up without an alarm clock at a specific time, the same intuitive awareness that lets us know something is awry or something's about to happen. That's the same intuitive awareness that the Mayans are saying, now we need to begin to rely on more. And so the origin of these galactic cycles, the maintenance and evolution of star systems that reside in these galactic cycles are facilitated through the rotation of these galactic seasons. And so from the Mayan's holistic perspective, a harmonious and progressive life was only possible to those who acknowledged the tides of cosmic vibrations that gave birth to the minuscule sphere of matter that we call Mother Earth. So riding the waves of these galactic energies with no understanding of the nature and direction of its currents was compared by Mayan sages to embarking on a perilous journey, ignoring climatic conditions and refusing to take a map. So in the midst of our so-called recreation, which is really recreation, wreck and creation, there is a whole new order coming in that can transform our lives. And the wonderful thing about this accelerated energy that's affecting the Earth is that because of this high-frequency vibrations, it's actually helping us to overcome hang-ups, helping us to overcome attributes and characteristics that need to be let go of in a way that has never happened before. And so we're actually being, our journey upward is being sponsored by cosmic laws and principles. So the mental focus of the modern scientific community, in spite of all this, is similar to that of a marina who's so engrossed in the cutting-edge so-called technology of his ship that he totally overlooks the atmosphere's factors, these atmosphere factors that upon which the success of his journey, his voyage, depends. And so the primary purposes of the Mayans' mission were to inform humanity of the existence and influence of these galactic sciences, galactic seasons. Pardon me. The frequency of the density waves our solar system receives during these cycles and their accurate chronological description of global events, these are the things that will lead to personal and global evolution. This is why the Mayans came. They were galactic timekeepers, all galactic timekeepers. So people such as the Mayans, who were guided by the intuitive intelligence, always knew what to do and when, which of course reminds us that life is a less complicated affair and more progressive when we listen to our intuition. We need to now do that. We need to come out of these books that we listen to so religiously, pun intended, and ask ourselves why so much life around us, so-called dumb, unintelligent animals, you've never seen a dog reading the Bible or a bird trying to find out, reading the map, when to go north or south. We need to begin. That is what the end of the world is considered from the Mayan, from a higher point of view. The end of a world in which we become so much dependent on technology that we've forgotten that we have the most awesome, accurate computer on the planet, right on our shoulders. And so that's what the end of the mind, that's what the end of time, that's what the end of the world is, the end of man's artificial world. I feel you there, Sister Samaro, wanting to say something.
No, I'm just cheering you on, Mister. I'm like, I'm being inspired by what I'm listening to, so please, go on.
Thank you. So people such as the minds told us that, as the Bible reminds us, a time and a purpose for every a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens, Ecclesiastes 3. That's what the season now is, the season for us to return to basics. And yes, we have the scientific understanding. We're not going to run back into the bush or wherever we feel it's not as sophisticated. Of course, they have higher sciences in the bush. But what we're going to do is we're going to combine the two. So we find now that we have no knowledge of the ebb and flow of galactic energies that influence the seasonal changes that we experience on our planet. So let's look at what this means, season. And this is where we got the name signs and seasons. Seasons is derived from the Latin word station, which means to sow. What is the nature of the tide of galactic energies that are being sown into our solar system at this time? This is the question the intellectual giants of the scientific community should be attempting to answer. If we really knew what season we are in, we would adopt an entirely different agenda. When we look at the larger picture as painted by our Mayan elders, then we would perceive the theme of the galactic season as harmonic convergence, that we are instructed to harmonize ourselves and to get ourselves tuned in so that this harmonious flood of energy that's pouring through our galaxy, our solar system, we can ride it into a higher conscious experience. Planet Earth and other members of our solar system are at the tail end of a major galactic regeneration cycle that began in the 3rd century BC and will culminate on December 20th, 2012. And as I said earlier, where there's smoke, there's fire. If we see these unprecedented changes, then we need to say there's something happening. The days we know are going by faster. And so the galaxy is saying, as it spins us closer to the galactic core, accelerate your consciousness and get rid of your baggage. We're also, as I said, rapidly moving through the last days of the 26,000-year Mayan calendar. And the Mayan calendar is such an awesome device because it's actually a template. It's a diagram. It is a fuse box, in a sense, that is at the center of the galactic core, the great sun, the center of our sun, the center of our planet, at the center of the human being who is here to become the light of the world, electromagnetically and spiritually. I was in St. Thomas in 1987 when they had the harmonic convergence. So it's time for us to lay the mental and spiritual foundation. That's what the August 16, 1987 harmonic conversion was about. Poorly attended, but I suppose attended by those who were supposed to be there. So this planet now is going to pass through the first quarter, in the first quarter of the 21st century. This beam of light. You see, they claim that when a planet is ready to excel in its consciousness, a beam of light comes from the galactic core through our sun to that particular planet and intensifies the frequency of that particular planet. And so you see how it's being responded to in so many different ways. There's this desire, because the human organism is an organism that is bliss, the human body is a bliss filled organism. It is designed so that we can go from from AM to FM to XM frequencies. That's why you see the halo. That's why you see the light surrounding highly evolved souls. They are emanating. They are showing us an example of what we're capable of achieving. But what we are doing, we feel the need for that. But in our dumbed-down condition, we try to sneak into it with drugs and intensified carnal sensations and activities because we intuitively need this boost. So we are designed for euphoria. And what's happening now, so we see more and more of an intensification of desire to be drugged up. And that's because we're in this accelerated field. I tell people all the time, and saying it for years, that drug addiction is a spiritual disease caused by spiritual malnutrition. And the very institutions that should be showing us how to tune in and pour so we can pour new wine in new bottles are dumbing us down every Sunday after service. So now we have to, whatever the reason for our wanting to get this new energy that we say consciously, is because we must purify and strengthen our physical, mental, and emotional bodies. And, of course, cleanse the physical and psychic atmosphere of the earth, which goes far beyond, and I know we're going to be out next week for Earth Day. We want to plant a little tree in the ground. No. Earth Day is cleansing the atmosphere so it can take in more solar energy. It's not planting a tree here and then robbing all of the transformers, which are fish and other animals and trees. They eat the transformers, bringing energy from the sun into the earth. This is what has to happen now. You're listening to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Amlak and my beautiful co-host, Samara Baruti, on BBS Radio. And today, the 16th of April, we're talking about 2012. And so this is a wonderful, wonderful, unprecedented opportunity. Listen to this, okay? Hear what I'm saying. In Christian terminology, the cosmic occurrence that we're now moving through is equated with the baptism of the Holy Spirit as the high frequencies of electromagnetic energy anoint and quicken spiritual centers in the brain and nervous system of receptive individuals. So if you believe there's any truth in this, we're going to be talking about purification diets as we move towards the end, for the next 7 months or so. I would advise that if we could really become vegetarians, get ready to do it as raw as possible from June on to December, we'd be in an awesome distance. Again, you can't pour new wine in the old bottles. And so the Father of Lights, the Mother of Lights, is giving us, his beloved children, a chance, modern terminology, to make a fast start into the higher realms of spiritual consciousness. In the midst of what appears to be a hopeless situation, it's really a great time to be alive on the planet. Spiritual blessings that baffle the consciousness, the imagination, for which we have no words to describe, will enrich the lives of aspiring souls in this world and on other planes of existence and other planets. Centuries of blood, sweat, and tears invested in our evolution as a global family are now ready for us to receive returns that far exceed the expectations of our multiracial ancestors. So as we feast our minds on the auspicious nature of upcoming cosmic events, let us not overlook or forget the flip side of the coin, please. Yes, truly wonderful things will occur in the lives of people striving to find and bask in the light of God. But for those who choose to tread the path of darkness and continue to resonate on a lower frequency vibration, it will be a hellish experience, as the heat of solar energies intensifies their negative tendencies. seeing the situation from a galactic point of view, we have to realize that making personal evolution a primary concern is actually a matter of life or death. Double-minded, half-stepping, has run its course. I'm going to do it. I need time. No, it's time now. And so that energy will be no longer be tolerated. Those people who want to save themselves will have to adopt the I am my brother's keeper for those who are striving to enhance their consciousness. We cannot escape the effects of the destructive activities of those who insist upon serving as channels because we're all in the same boat. So we need to be surrounding them with light and love also. Any activity that endangers the life of the planet threatens the survival of every person on board. So dire circumstances often serve as a catalyst for change to bring people together, if only temporarily. So we are in a position as residents in a burning house who must join forces to save their lives and salvage as much of their possessions as they can. There are men who see the fire and smell the smoke, but somehow manage to ignore the blazing flames. In their lives, business goes on as usual. And so we just send them prayers. But we can't continue to tie up our energies with people who refuse to take care of themselves, who want to eat the wrong foods and become burdens. So we have to really understand that what the importance of taking this situation serious. The alarming events of this year and these months will sound a wake-up call for slumbering souls preoccupied with personal issues and worldly affairs and doubting Thomases who hunger for more proof will have their proof in the pudding. To those who see the purging fires of Armageddon internally and externally, the fire next time. Because the closer we get to the source, the galactic core, the more the heat goes up. And I'll say a few more words about that. But we have to be ready and willing to douse the raging fires that are approaching our dwellings and the abode of our neighbors who are under the spell of the five senses because it's affecting us. But we have to be discriminate in how we assist. Many people are wondering if there's any scientific evidence that validates the 2012 predictions. There are those, as are to be expected, as I said earlier, looking back to Y2K. Will this bring, as some believe, a reversal of the Earth's magnetic poles? And what effect would this have on the largest global population in recorded history? While viewing these events through the lens of 21st century scientific technology and the incredible mathematical computations of the Mayan calendar, and the incredible mathematical computations of all of the awesome spiritual cultures down through the ages. Two of the most recently or frequently asked questions are, will there be massive global destruction or the emergence of a new empowering reality? It's important to note that there's nothing in any of the predictions that says 2012 is the end of the world. What we are told is that the world as we know it will enter a period of unprecedented change. And now we turn to the indigenous people of the Americas who are the source of these Mayan prophecies coming forward from ancient Egypt and ancient Africa and different other parts of the world. And they tell us it's the beginning of a new age marked by the first appearance of true humanity. You see, we haven't seen true humanity yet. It's time for us to mature. And so the wisdom keepers of the Western world, standing on the shoulders of the ancients, I'm looking for a group of seers and sages from Africa give it to me, Sister Samara from the ancient times? When you think of it, huh?
Do you mean
what?
The
who?
Dogons? The Dogons?
Yeah, right, the Dogons.
Okay.
So it's the Dogons. So the minds refer, for example, we found just before the turn of the century, Western astronomers discovered a gigantic black hole at the center of the galaxy. So discoveries have told us, verified what the Dogon and the Egyptians and so forth have brought forward, the Cometans. So these discoveries reveal that there will be an exact alignment between the Earth, the Sun, and the black hole at the center of our universe on December 21st, 2012. Modern science, for those who need to hear that, verify this. The minds refer to the black hole as the cosmic wound, black hole, as the cosmic wound, also located at the center of the galaxy. And we're going to talk more, Sister Samara, at some point we'll make the reference between the black hole at the galaxy and, of course, the role of the feminine. So they tell us that this happens every 26,000 years. So the end of an era of corrupt political, economic, and social systems and the destructive self-centered attitudes that have created disease in our minds and bodies that led to the wars of history, destroyed the lives of inestimable numbers of people. This, the end of this is coming.
Caller, line three.
Realizing that there will be severe challenges on a global scale as the old order reluctantly yields to the new, many people anxiously asking, what geographical location would be safe? Where should I go? And the Mayan elders say, there will be no safe place, but you can become a spiritually focused, safe person. You can build a spiritual armor where these forces will not affect you, relatively speaking, to the same degree. For those who separate themselves from the decadent structure of the old order and embrace the consciousness of harmonious alignment with the source of life, 2012 will bring a spiritual anointment of peace, light, love. The indigenous wisdom keepers from all the ancient societies and cultures inform us of the light. This is really, really important, that they are light life codes, spiritual DNA for the new perfected human species now being transmitted to receptive souls through the sun from the heart of the galaxy. But the flip side, as I said before, is those who refuse through ignorance or arrogance to respect the transfiguration theme of this era will have big problems, and they will be calling on you and I in droves. So we have to understand how to discriminately deal with them. So to accommodate the high frequency energies that are being released into our system at this time, we have to cleanse, as I close this part, we have to cleanse and transform our bodies. Failure to do so will result in terminal illness and death. The landlord says we're sending up higher frequencies of energy and more water pressure. We're also going to give you the pipes and the wiring. If you refuse to use them, you will have big problems. So this will unfortunately be the sad outcome for a large percentage of the human population, as most people will refuse to change their unhealthy habits and embrace a life based upon natural and spiritual laws and principles. And so in closing this first part of our program, we take some words from Greg Bragdon. He says about the empowering possibilities of 2012. He says, from these perspectives, the solstice of December 21st, 2012 is a window of opportunity for our collective ascension into our greater potential, a moment so precious and rare that we have been preparing and working towards for the last 5,000 years. And it will be another 26,000 years before this opportunity comes around again. It will be another 26,000 years before this opportunity comes around again. As the source of our light, our sun, moves into perfect alignment with the center of our galaxy, all you and I ready to receive the greatest gift of all, the gift of our true selves. The stage is set. The choice is ours. The cosmos is waiting. Do you have the wisdom to marry science history and tradition, and belief in the miracles that await us on December 21st, 2012. And we, at 5:33, are going to take a one-minute break. Are you there with us, Doug? And Sister Samara is going to give us some information on the superior aspects of women, and we may have some people online who want to get a reading. And we are back. Thank you for Signs and Seasons, myself and Sister Samara. And our program today was Opportunities and Challenges 2012. And the part of this whole 2012 energy, a major part of it, as we heard about the black holes at the center of the galaxy, the wound of the solar system, is really, really paying more attention and taking more guidance from the feminine aspect of the sacred goddess aspect of our global family. And so with that, I want Sister Samara is going to say a few words to us. Yes, dear.
Hello,
yes, sure.
Minister Unlock. Today, you were on fire. That was just excellent. Okay, so to see a world in the grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, old infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. That pretty much says it by William Blake, what you've been doing today, Minister Unlock. Before God was a man, you as a woman. Next week, we will discuss the importance of 2012 from the perspective of the sacred feminine and the vital role women have in the cycle of global transformation. In ancient times, humans saw the creator spirit as a woman, a life-giving, creative, preserving, protective goddess who shaped the earth, provided us with abundant food, and gave birth to all things. Beloved by many cultures, she's been called by many names. Her titles included Queen of Heaven, Mistress of the Heaven and Earth, Moon, Morning Star, Our Lady, Holy Mother, and Mother of God. Mm-hmm. Minister Amlek and I and some celebrated women have written a book by the name The Superior Aspects of Women. This is a new holistic women's empowerment manual, a tribute to feminine nobility, which examines the religious, scientific, and cultural influences that have contributed to the oppression of women for at least the last 5,000 years. Some of the topics covered will be creation of patriarchy, man's fear of women, female sexual castration, reclaiming the throne, the hand that rocks the cradle, the power of feminine anatomy, return of the goddess, as we're speaking of the sacred feminine, the beginning of woman's worth, the divine woman's meditation ritual, a special meditation for women by Minister Gabrielle Amlak, and The Taoist exercise for feminine rejuvenation, which is so relevant for 2012. Money talks. Weaving the fabric of global sisterhood. These are some of the topics. We've got a website set up. We would love to have you support us by purchasing this book. The sacred feminine is about restoring balance. For over 2,000 years, the symbol of the Trinity has been represented by a male deity. The imbalance of our fundamental institutions reflecting a father god at the peak of an all-male trinity has had a devastating influence on the Western world. With the accelerated pace of events due to scientific advances in the last 300 years, and especially in the last 50, the fracture in Western society and in the human psyche has become more and more apparent. The pollution of our planet Earth and the abuse of her children are closely related to this fundamental flaw. Our worship of an exclusively male image of God is both distorted and dangerous. Male preferences and male domination cause society to form institutions based in an imbalanced male aggressive model, with power centered at the top and the exploited, bewildered masses.
One of the problems that we have on this in the global family is that on the planet is that, and it's expressing itself through women having so many heart disease, which we understand is one is the leading, if not the leading, is one of the leading diseases with our women, is because we're not letting the heart chakra. Women are holding so much in their heart.
That is true, but what has happened is that women have taken on the male role for themselves. They're living, they have cast aside the sacred feminine, and they have embraced the masculine model of existence. So for women that are should be more heart-centered, more sensitive, more intuitive, using that sacred feminine, honoring the sacred feminine within them, it's showing in imbalances in multiple ways. We have, number one, disease affecting women, is heart attacks. Our female reproductive organs are being removed at an alarming rate. Our breast cancer, we're being eaten alive with rage. Cancer is a result of rage. So when we deny ourselves on any level, we actually are at war with our own self. We may think it's external, but it's internal. So these diseases that are affecting women is really a denial of their sacred feminine God self.
Yes, so we're looking forward to the continuance of it next week. Thank you so very much, Sister Samara, for your contribution to the work to you know that most of us who are striving to get it together are benefiting from. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So what I want to do now is I want to bring on, and I'm about to mention that people who purchase the Superior Aspect of Women, at least for the rest of this month, are getting a free copy of the African American's Role in America's Spiritual Destiny. So,
yes.
Doug, and that deals with the spiritual laws and principles that have to be developed or have to be responded to if we're going to move ahead as a global family. Yes, Doug, I understand you have some people on the phone who would like to have a reading. And they are in the order
Hello?
Which they've come on. Hello? Yes, we're
Hello?
Getting it. Yes, Doug?
No, this is Heidi.
Oh, hey, Heidi. How are you, Heidi? Okay, Heidi. Okay, what is your good evening? Welcome to Signs and Seasons. What is your date of birth?
012469.
What does that mean? January 1st? January 4th?
Yes.
What year?
January 1st, the 24th, 1969.
Okay, January 1st?
January 24th.
Oh, January 24th. What year? 69?
Yes.
Hello?
January
24th, 1969. Yeah, Sister Heidi, I need you to talk just a little loud, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Okay. So that lets us know that this year, you see, what we do is from a numerical point of view, we help you to understand, at 544, we help you to understand what the energies are in this year for you. So this year, 6-1 is 7, and... this is a 3-year for you. So in a 3-year, it's a year of you understanding how you can bring all your creative energies under one umbrella. Being a sixth person, being born the sixth day, there's generally a tendency for the sixth person to be service-oriented, but it isn't always the service orientation, their service-oriented personality is not always to their advantage. You got my point?
Yeah.
Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you. I don't think you can hear me that well.
Yeah, just I need if you can give me the feedback so I know you're there. So this year, is a year for you learning how to use this healing energy of yours in a way that's inspiring to others, but also is beneficial to you in terms of your personal growth and development. You know what I'm saying? because sick people have...
I hear you, yes.
Yeah, but people born sick, they have a tendency to want to, they want to fix, but they often work on fixing people who really don't want to do a lot with their lives. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Right. So this year is a year of working on how you can integrate all of your talents and abilities, into a powerful energy that's going to empower you. And because of the fact that right now you should have been feeling for the last 6 months especially, there's been a very powerful energy attempting to get you to be me. I got to be me. I got to be free. Have you been experiencing that?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I have.
Desire for change,
yes,
and freedom. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in the process. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm in the process of going to school. And one of the things that I wanted to do was, like, just bring all the things that I love together and make it into something that I can do on a regular basis. So you are right on point with
right. And the thing I want to remind you of, though, before we go on, is that because of the fact that you were born with the planet Jupiter in your chart in a real powerful place, and so you are a person that has a tremendous amount of good fortune, whether you realize that or not. And so...
Yeah, I realize it.
Pardon me?
I say, yes, I realize it.
Right. And also, so there's the energy that's going to be bringing people into your life right now who are going to help you to revolutionize. But the thing you need to be aware of, that some of them may be out-and-out eccentrics, and not that that's always a wrong thing, but you want to be clear on how you respond to what they bring to you, okay? And
yes, okay.
I think we have someone else. Doug, do we have anyone else online?
Yes, we do.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. He said yes?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so thank you very much, sister, and we will talk again at another time, okay? Thank you very much. She's a very pensive, deeply intense person. Yes, Doug, we have someone else online. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? This is Leon from Houston.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you today? And we can get your date of birth is?
I really had more of a comment or a question for you based on
some of the
things you said in the first part of the program.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sometimes you can be, well, you and Sister Samar said so much. I mean, one of the things you said could be a whole program unto itself. And one of the things that touched me a lot when you talked about all the energy and the waveforms and the black hole, as a media person, I think once you study, you can see a lot of these hints put out before you. You may not reach the same conclusion, but to validate your point that it is going fast, things are happening all around us, and almost everywhere you look, there is some sign that if you study that you can see of where the whole planet and people are going. One of the things that helps me to explain it to other people who may be hesitant to understand the wave concept, if you could see all of the waves of the cell phones and the iPads and the telephones and the internet waves that would surround you, you would be in a sea of energy and waveforms. And I think the average person can really relate to that, because that's something we're familiar with every day, and help make the leap to the cosmic waves and the energy and the black hole waves. So I just wanted to put that analogy out, and that's helpful for me when I talk to other people. And I guess my question is, how do you actually prepare yourself, given that you're bombarded with all these waveforms, to kind of swim through this energy wave and stay on the path? I find that's very challenging for myself and a lot of people that I know.
Okay. What we're going to do is 5:50. We've got 10, we've got 5 minutes. What I'm going to do is we're going to address that next week. I'm going to thank you very much, Brother Leon, for calling in. We're going to put that into our show next week, some part of it. Okay? Thank you very much. Next,
okay,
we have someone else on. We have 5 minutes to go. Yes, Doug. The next person?
It's coming. Oh, we've got three.
Right.
Hello?
Hello. Yes. Who's on? Yes, you're on.
Hello?
Yes. Who's on?
We need your name
you
and date of birth. Your name and
Jillian
date of birth, please.
Jillian Clark, 22459.
22459, and what's the person's name?
Jillian.
Okay. 6 and 2 is 8. So this year for you is a 6 and 2 is 8 and 5. Ah, this is a 13 year for you. Okay, so 13 year is a year of transformation, Miss Lulia. Okay, interesting that you're another person who's at 24, and so that's the 6 energy. So in other words, this is a 13 year for you. We got 6 for your birthday, your day, month, and year. And we have 6 and 2, and it's a 5 year with 2012. And so this year is a year of transformation, resurrecting, going back over all that you did up to this point in your life and seeing what still can be salvaged and taken to another level. And of course, those who don't get to, if we don't, we'll get to you next week. But hold on. And the other thing here that I want to share with you, sister, is that you're going through what we call a Neptune cycle. In a Neptune cycle, have you noticed an intensity in terms of your sensitivity over the last year? Hello?
Very much. Very
okay,
much,
so,
sir.
Right. So what's happening is that sensitivity is because the planet Neptune is hitting you in a very powerful way, and it may be making you even more compassionate, more driven to tears than is usually the case, huh?
Sometimes I'm emotional, but I'm becoming stronger, I'm finding.
Okay, so what's happening with this energy, though? Well, you would be considered a sensitive for the way the energies are in your chart. But what is happening here is that it's time for you now, okay, to work on cleaning out all of the subconscious energies and feelings, you know, that are so deeply ingrained in your nature. And so we need to talk about that. And, of course, you can spend some time talking to Sister Samara because she does a lot of work with emotional cleansing, okay? I got time for one more call, and thank you very much for calling in. And you have our numbers to call, 404-441-7248. We'll give both numbers out again, okay? Thank you very much. Doug, we got time for one more person at 553. One more person out there? Is someone else
calling? Hello?
Yes. Your name?
Hello?
Yes, what's
Paul.
Your name, sir? Brother Paul?
Paul.
Okay, that tells us, that gives us that tells us, sir, and your birthday?
12/31/57.
Okay, so this year for you is 12 is 3 and 4 is 7, and let me just give it to you, okay? This is an 11 year for you, so it's a year of pursuing your highest spiritual ideals. And so the thing that you want to do is, and there are tests in relationships this year, intense tests to see if you're on the right path. Has any of that been happening so far?
Yeah, it has. It definitely has.
Okay, so the thing that happens, let me close with this. In the 11 year, the thing that happens is that the person has to understand the spiritual purpose of relationships and how the relationship should be a accelerating upward mobility experience for both people. If you are not on that path, life will give you a rude awakening just to get your attention.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, it's 5:54. One more minute. Sister Samara, we want to thank you again for joining us. Did you have anything in particular that you want to say? We want to thank the other guests that we are not able to get to yet. We'll be back with you next week, so please hold on and do come back. Yes, Sister Samara.
You said what I was going to say, and that's it. Looking forward to everyone. If we did not get to you this week, call us again next week or the week after and the week after. Keep joining. We'll be here.
And please take a look at the sites that we have available. You can learn much about what Sister Samara and I were sharing with you today. And we hope to see you then.
Okay.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.